Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 14 to 24. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, he has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 to chapter 2, verse 4. And God said, let the waters swarm with the swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which waters swam according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters of the seas, and let birds multiply on earth. And there was evening, there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and over livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and every bird in the heavens, and everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given you every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work for he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. And so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work and all he had done in creation. These are the generations of heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 58. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must be put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings are Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 14 to 24, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to chapter 2, verse 4, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 58. And in our reading from Psalms today, there's a couple of interesting things in here that relate to Jesus in the Easter season and how we are or should be as Christians in the way that I look at being a Christian. And in verse 22, it says that the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. So this takes a little bit of understanding of how in Cana they built buildings back then. Stone masonry was a very popular trade. It was very in demand because they would cut stone and they would make the foundations upon which the mud bricks were laid to build the houses up. And anybody knows anything about building anything, you have to have a firm, solid foundation. If you don't, the whole thing comes down, and you don't want that. So builders would evaluate the stones that, you know, just like when we go to, you know, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and you go down the lumber section, right? You're buying a bunch of 2x4s. I mean, I do this. You pull them up, put them on the side, look down. Are they straight? You get one that's curved? Yeah, I don't want that one. You want nice straight boards, no knot holes in them, chunks missing out of them, splinters, things like that. Well, it's the same thing with these stones. And what verse 22 says is that the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And this analogy was used with Jesus. And Jesus was rejected. I mean, we crucified him. And then he is the cornerstone of our faith. But he was rejected. And this also translates to us. We don't have to be perfect. You look at the ministry of Jesus and his time here on earth and who he associated with. He associated with the people in that society that nobody else wanted to be around. To the extent that the Pharisees at one point asked the disciples, why is this guy hanging around with a tax collector? Why is he hanging around with these sinners, the prostitutes and all that? Because they were the ones that needed to hear about God's grace. They were the ones who needed to be healed. They were the ones that needed to be known that God's omnipotent grace, God forgives everyone for anything to those that ask. So, as we continue on the 50 days of Easter, one of the things to think about is, who do we associate with? You'll see a version of Christianity out there. It's called the prosperity religion. And, you know, if you do what God wants, God will make you wealthy. And you look at Jesus' ministry, Jesus who was homeless, he did not have a home. He wandered around, couch surfing, stayed with friends, slept at the side of the road, whatever. He did there. You cannot go and take a pilgrimage to the Holy Land and go, Jesus, this is the house of Jesus. Doesn't work that way. So Jesus was experienced all of the physical and emotional triumphs and trials and pains that we do as human beings, because he took our form. And the difference is, he made it through his time here without sin. And sin is an interesting word. People look at, sin, that's, they equate it a lot of times to the laws of the land, to moral laws, things like that. The new covenant, love God with all your mind, soul, and heart, and love your neighbors yourself, there's a lot of sin that gets done on that last one. We don't love our neighbors as ourselves. I'm not saying the neighbors make it easy sometimes, and I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm not. I fail at it on a regular basis. But how we act, if we want to be followers of Christ, if we want to be Christ-like, we use words like humility. We hang with people who are not of substance. The people who the rest of society have thrown out. They're not worth it. They're not this. They're not that. Those are the people that we share our time with. Those are the people that we need to be out ministering to, that we need to be out helping, just like Jesus did. And you notice, in Jesus' ministry, every time he prayed, he took action. And that's something that we're missing today, is in the thoughts and prayers realm. Absolutely, positively, I believe in the power of prayer. Absolutely. And with that prayer comes that still small voice that tells you what action that you need to take for that prayer that you just gave. When we pray for someone, thoughts and prayers for someone who's lost someone, what are we doing to help them? What are we doing to comfort them? When we say thoughts and prayers for someone who's been injured or is sick, what do we do to help them? Do we take food? Do they, make a meal and take it to their house? Do we help take care of their family? Because maybe it's the breadwinner, maybe it's, the person that does the housework, whatever, that type of thing. What do we do? Jesus took action. So as we continue on through our Easter season here, Jesus is the cornerstone that was rejected. Jesus is the man who walked with those that no one else wanted to walk with, ministered to those that no one else wanted to minister to, gave hope, peace, grace to those that no one else would or no one else wanted to be around. That's our message. That's who we are as Christians. It's not, God's going to be good to me and give me wealth. He's not our fairy godfather. He is not a celestial ATM. This is about living a life of meaning and substance to those around us who are our neighbors. Amen.
A prayer for the right use of God's gifts from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, whose loving hand has given us all that we possess, grant us grace that we may honor you with our substance, and, remembering the account which we must one day give, may be faithful stewards of your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.